This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is your Times morning briefing for Tuesday, the 16th of April. Rishi Sunak has rejected calls to proscribe Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. It's amid concerns that it could sever diplomatic ties with Tehran at a critical time. The Prime Minister is facing mounting pressure from Labour and senior Conservatives to ban the terrorist group after Iran's drone and missile attack on Israel over the weekend. Former Defence and International Trade Secretary Sir Liam Fox told Times Radio he thinks Britain shouldn't be hesitant in this regard.
Well, the United States has already done it, and I think Iran understands strength much more than diplomacy. And I think that we've got to be very clear about taking a moral stand about the behaviour of Iran and making extremely clear that we simply can't put up with it.
Last night, the Israeli Defence Force said there will be a response to the weekend's attack by Iran, but steps are being considered. US President Joe Biden has said he wants to prevent the conflict in the Middle East from escalating, and Rishi Sunak's urging Israel to show restraint. Frank Lowenstein was the United States Special Envoy for Middle East Peace from 2014 to 2017 and Executive Director at APCO Worldwide. He told Times Radio how he thinks a retaliation could play out.
The Israeli public remains very, very committed to finishing the war in Gaza. And of course, the Iran issue is neuralgic for most of the Israeli public. So I do believe the Israelis will feel the need to respond in some way so that Iran doesn't get the last word here. I just think the more likely scenario is they do that in a way that doesn't result in escalation right now.
The second stabbing attack in Sydney, Australia, in less than a week is now being treated as a terrorist attack. A teenage boy's been arrested after a bishop and a priest were targeted during a church service being streamed online. At least four people were injured during the attack, although no one died. Emma Cropper is the Australia correspondent for News Hub based in Sydney and gave us some more details on the teenager behind the stabbing.
He was religiously motivated with why he was in there attacking. We know that the bishop is a very popular but controversial figure. He's on TikTok. He was controversial during the COVID-19 pandemic here. He was against the lockdown measures that we had in place here in Sydney, a very strict lockdown. He was against the vaccine. So police will be investigating how all this played into why he was attacked last night.
Rishi Sunak's facing another rebellion from his party when his proposed smoking ban gets its first full debate in the Commons later. Conservative MPs have been granted a free vote on the legislation, and several are expected to oppose it. Should the tobacco and vapes bill eventually be passed into law, it would be an offence to sell tobacco products to anyone born after the 1st of January 2009. Boris Johnson has called the plan nuts, and Liz Truss says it's unconservative. For more stories like this, listen to Times Radio throughout the day.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.